You there?
Excuse me.
Yes?
Is there a Kozlovsky family in this village?
There's a Jadwiga Kozlovsky, an old woman. She lives in the shack out there at the edge of town.
Thank you kindly.
Who are you? What do you want with me?
We want to speak with you, Jadwiga.
Go away.
I am Rabbi Lowe. Are your sons here?
My sons are all in Prague, all three of them.
I see. When was the last time you saw them?
I haven't seen the older two in many years. It's been almost a year since the young one went to work with his brothers in the factory. I haven't seen him since he left. Now you go away and leave me alone.
That's right, Yosele. She's lying. But now we can begin to figure what may have happened. It was the night of Purim. The Ginz family had fallen asleep. Katzele sees his chance. He steals all the household silver and runs off into the night. Where else would he come but here to his mother's house?
What are you doing here? I told you I can't afford to keep you. You eat too much.
Mother, let me in. I'm sick. I promise you won't have to worry about money anymore.
When Karl and Heinrich learned about their brother's disappearance and the missing silver...
Heinrich! Karl! Now you're here too. 10 years I don't hear a word from you and now I've got all three of you.
Oh, so he is here.
Over there on the cot, burning up with fever.
Did he have anything with him when he came?
Oh, so you know about the silver, so that's why he came.
Where is it?
We know that the Kozlovsky boy was very ill even before that night. And several days later he turns up in a shallow grave in a Jewish cemetery. It's a likely guess that running through the cold night killed him, and the brothers took his body to Prague. Josel, what's the matter? What are you pointing to? Ah, the front door's to... clay. Thick gray clay. The same clay was on the floor inside the house as well. Where should a person pick up so much clay on his shoes? The cemetery. But why would they have come back here? Unless they first buried him somewhere nearby and then moved the body to Prague. Come, Yasel.
Yeah, right over here is where all the bodies buried in the last 3 months are buried.
Are you sure?
I dug every one of them graves myself.
Thank you.
Is that all you wanted?
Yes. And here is a few coins for your trouble.
Thank you.
Yosele, here's where I really need your help. You should know that according to our sages, when a person dies, the soul does not completely depart from the body for 12 months. Until then, the soul hovers over the person's grave. If the Kozlovsky boy was buried, then moved, that means that there is one grave here without a soul over it. Ordinary men cannot see these souls, but birds and animals can. And Yosele, so can you. I want you to tell me if any of the graves has no soul hovering over it. Are you sure? We've learned enough. We're going back to Prague.
Rabbi, you can't be serious. You really expect me to dig up a grave in the church cemetery because some poor mute imagines there is no soul there?
I know it sounds incredible, Inspector, but...
Incredible is hardly the word.
Please.
If you're wrong... We're going to look like a couple of fools.
But I'm not wrong. Aaron Ginz and his family are innocent. I can prove it.
There's no gravestone, Father. Do you happen to recall who's buried here?
As a matter of fact, several weeks ago, two men came seeking a burial for...
It's for our brother. We're not asking for anything fancy, Father. Just a simple grave.
I understand. And how do you expect to pay the expenses of burying your beloved brother?
Heinrich, the pocket watch.
Oh, yeah. Here, Father, this ought to cover everything.
I should think so. Where did you ever get a watch like this?
It belonged to your late father.